The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, wonderful audience. What follows is a rerun of a previous NaNoWriMo episode. I used to do them daily during NaNoWriMo, and this year I decided I wanted to run reruns while I work on my own NaNoWriMo project. So you may hear strange day numbers that do not correspond with what you're experiencing. And you may hear that the projected word count is either way above or way below what you think it is. So ignore those. The middle part should be pretty good. And thanks for your patience. If you want to catch me live doing write-ins, go to twitch.tv/mightymur on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now let's go listen to John Anilio.
But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not.
Where are you? Are you in the tavern? Are you in the deep, dark word depths? Are you under a blanket fort because of all the stress from the election? Me too! All those things. So Tuesday, we talk about the LARP that is the NaNoWriMo role-playing game. See, sometimes when I don't know, when I don't have the confidence to do what I want, I say, well, I'm going to pretend to be a confident writer and make decisions like a confident writer would. I sort of LARP my own life. LARP means live-action role-playing game, if you don't know that. That'd be LARP-ga. I suppose it's live-action role-play. Anyway, and so I find it useful to LARP someone who's going to succeed at NaNoWriMo. But Tuesday is LARP day. Last week, we sat in the inn and we met our stranger with the tacky robes. This week, what's happening is you're getting all your gear together, you're getting ready to head into the word mines, and you're met by someone close to you, either your family, or your boss, or your professors. And they are going to have something for you. And that something could be anything, but what it's going to do is going to be a little monster that you can keep in a little box, but it's going to eat your time. And the thing is, it's a fuzzy monster. It's very cute. It won't hurt you at all. It's very trouble-like. And it's given to you by someone you either love or respect or get money from, and though you have to do what they say. You have to take the little monster that eats your time. So the first thing you can do is alert the people that maybe you can't pet sit or feed this monster your time for the entirety of the month. If your connection with this person is more emotional, such as family, friends, then they may listen. When it comes to work or school, they're not going to listen. They're not going to care. What's important to them is that you take care of this little time-eating monster. So that's when you have to think, well, I'm going to have to visit the word mines at odd times during the day. Maybe when the monster's asleep. Does the monster sleep during lunch? Does the monster sleep late at night? Does the monster get up early in the morning or late in the morning? You have to look at the little time monster and wonder, when are you going to be full of your time and fall asleep and let me do what I want to do? Sometimes perhaps you have to carry the time monster with you. Fashion a little cage for it, hang it off your hip. I'm sure it's the style in one of the many little villages you'll be visiting. But there are people there who are going to require you to feed this time monster. And if you don't, you will suffer for it later in the month or next month or next year. So you gotta remember, the little monster has to be fed. The words have to be mined. Those monsters have to be slain too. But NaNoWriMo's all about balance. If anybody wants to draw me a picture of what you think the little time monster looks like, that would be awesome. Because I can't draw. But I can write. I have 12,860-some today, so I'm close. If you want to be perfectly on track, you should have 13,333 by the end of the day. Tomorrow's Wednesday, we'll be talking about equipment again. But I hope you're still writing. No matter where you are, keep writing. Those monsters aren't going to slay themselves in the word mines. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. And remember to appreciate our theme song by John and Elio.